1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Star witness Michael Cohen was the focus as the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump resumed in New York.
Cohen testified that Trump approved the plan to pay him in monthly installments. Jurors also heard Trump and Cohen allegedly talking together in 2016 about a separate hush money payment made to former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal, a recording Cohen made without telling Trump.
And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So.
I'll pay with cash.
One major challenge for prosecutors is getting the jury to believe Michael Cohen. He's a convicted felon who spent time in prison and admitted lying to Congress.
CBS News correspondent Robert Costa. Ukraine's Air Force says they destroyed all 18 attack drones that Russia launched overnight at Ukrainian territory, including Kharkiv, which is under a major assault. Military consultant Jeff McCausland says there are conflicting reports about what's happening on the battlefield.
The Russians are claiming that they're having significant success in and around Kharkiv in the northeastern part of Ukraine with an offensive that began a few days ago. Ukrainians are saying that they're not making as much progress as they claim.
At Baltimore Harbor, explosives were used to break down a massive segment of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge, a span that landed on the bow of the stuck container ship Dolly. The controlled demolition will allow the Dolly to be refloated and restore traffic through the port. Severe weather continues to plague the Gulf Coast. At least one person is dead in Louisiana after an apparent tornado struck St. Martin Parish, where Henderson Mayor Sherbin Collette urges people to stay home.
We ask the people, please stay out. We have a lot of roads damaged. Wires across the roads, trees across the roads, debris all over the place.
Storms knocked out power to homes and businesses in Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi. A tribute to fallen law enforcement heroes in the nation's capital.
On the National Mall in Washington, D.C., a candlelight vigil for fallen officers has been held in the names of 282 who died in the line of duty are now engraved on the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling those in attendance,
to a law enforcement officer, there is no such thing as a routine, risk-free dispatch.
Secretary Mayorkas says the agents and officers represent the very best of America. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
288 new names are on the Stone Memorial. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Canadian wildfire smoke is back. That's why skies were hazy over Wisconsin Monday. Air quality alerts were issued for several counties. The Department of Natural Resources says small particles may make air unhealthy for some people, especially the very young, the very old, and people with heart or lung conditions. Most rural voters favor economic policies that lower costs and raise incomes for the working class. Patrick Toomey helped conduct a new poll for Breakthrough Campaigns.
Just cutting taxes and getting rid of regulations is not going to do the most to help me in this economy.
The poll shows rural voters agree with many Democratic policy positions, but think Republicans are doing more for working people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pirates clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game one of a three-game series at AmFam Field. Pittsburgh jumping out to an early lead. The Brewers came back with a dramatic grand slam home run in the eighth from Jake Bowers, but the Pirates held on to beat the Brewers 8-6. A Pirates starter, Mitch Keller, keeping the Brewers in check for six innings. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
I love our team, huh? Yeah, I love them. You know, the way they battle, that's just, it's a sign of, you know, we did a lot of things not so good, but we had an opportunity to win the game. And obviously, you know, that Keller pitched. I think all the attention on the other two guys, I think He stepped up tonight. He pitched great, man. I've seen him do this before, but Keller was great. Ball was taken off. He was in total command. It's pretty special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The two teams go at it again Tuesday night with sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies as our lows tumble into the low to mid 40s in the overnight. A light east wind. On Tuesday, sunshine, upper 60s. Northeast winds will be gusty. We'll see plentiful sunshine on Wednesday. Highs will reach the lower 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, we now have wish lists from both parties on what should be in the next farm bill. They are not matchy-matchy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our buddy Sabrina Hake, the federal trial attorney, 20-plus years, specializing in First and 14th Amendment defense cases, contributor to numerous law journals and publications, including the Chicago Tribune. But most consequentially, Sabrina writes a newsletter over on Substack. It's called The Hake Take. H-A-A-K-E is how she spells her last name. The actual URL is sabrinahake.substack.com. It's free. You can sign up for it. It's really worth reading. And Sabrina, welcome. And Hake underscore Sabrina is her Twitter handle. Sabrina, thanks so much for dropping by today. I was intrigued by the piece that you published titled, Our Falling IQ Shows in the Polls. Lay out the premise of this article for us.
Okay, nice to be here, Tom. And actually, Frederick Douglass is a perfect entree to this segment because he was self-taught at a time when there were no electronic devices. Lincoln the same way, too, the most brilliant man we've ever had, self-taught, and kind of make the point that I'm going to make today. So starting in about 1930, social researchers have tracked the IQ level of Americans with a big enough sample of the population that we can draw some conclusions from it. And from 1930 until this last period that I'm going to talk to you about, our IQs, our national IQs, have risen significantly every decade from 3 to 5 points per decade. Unfortunately, starting in about 2006 through 2018, instead of going up every year slightly, 3 to 5 is not slight, but it's significant over time, we have now started to show a decline, which is concerning on many levels. But between 2006 and 2018, the researchers at Northwestern University and the University of Oregon found evidence of a complete reversal in intelligence. So the Flynn effect, which was showing our increase over time, has now not just plateaued, but started to go in reverse, which is alarming for a lot of reasons. Scores in 3 of the 4 broad domains of intelligence, including logic, vocabulary, and visual and mathematical problem solving, showed a significant decline. And of course, these are averages. So in some areas of the country, probably it's a more significant decline. So we're going from 5% increase per decade, now showing a 2 to 3% decline, which for some people is going to be, you know, even more, 10 to 15%, which is alarming for national security purposes. As you know, Tom, you've written about it many times, the influence of China and Russia trying to manipulate our low information voters. And getting a lot of traction, unfortunately, with the MAGA base, and it's really not about politics, it's about national security. So the IQ that has been tracked for since 1930s is going down, but also the national assessment testing for students is showing a dramatic decrease. Last year, in 2023, the national assessment of 13-year-olds showed our lowest test scores in decades in math and reading. And this way predates. It started, the trend started years before COVID. So it's not a COVID phenomenon. It's a drop in our intellect across the board, across ages, and including grades. So what's causing it? I mean, people can point to diets and families, you know, all kinds of
legalized pot, some people have suggested. But this does seem to have started around the same time that the teenage mental health crisis started, and that seems to be tied to social media.
Exactly. So about 2000 is the year when social researchers showed that a majority of Americans now had access to broadband access and had computer access in their home. And it's a strongly correlates with when our intellect started taking a downturn. And it links up with other social research where they have looked at longitudinal studies and observational studies about children from ages of 0 to 3, the most formative years. Kids that are exposed to more television and more social stimulation, what they're calling it now excessive sensory stimulation, there's a direct correlation and probably causation between exposure to TV and loud noises and a decline in cognitive development. So those children who have the higher cohorts of noise and being put in front of a TV, being put in front of a loud computer screen all day, they are showing a decline in the ability to think logically, and they're showing a decline in the ability to hold attention. If you look at commercials for Alzheimer's and all kinds of dementia-related diseases that are being reported, the doctors tell you that if you don't exercise your brain, it's a muscle. It will atrophy. Just like if you use a wheelchair and you don't need it, your legs will atrophy. Your muscles atrophy if you don't use them. The brain evidently is the same. So when you put your kid down in front of a loud TV or even put them in front of a computer screen, you think you may be increasing their intellect, but you're actually degrading their intellect, their cognitive abilities, and their ability to pay attention long term. There's even been a rise correlated with ADHD and attention deficit disorders among all ages of population, depending on how much they have been watching loud stimulation, including loud noise. The same thing happens with, even if it's not a visual, if you're hearing excessive noises at home, television, personal devices, teenagers wearing these loud headphones, they're actually hurting themselves cognitively too, because that is also showing not just a relationship between mental health, but also a cognitive decline, which is very concerning because it's affecting everything. It affects our national security and it's affecting our politics. And I talk a little bit in the articles, both on the Substack and with Ross Story. Shout out to Ross Story for publishing me regularly. I talk a little bit about the partisan correlation. This is not anything to feel superior over. It's something that's very concerning that the Republicans are holding a majority of the very lower educated states, something like they represent about 65%, I think I quoted. And then the Democrats have something like 78% representation for the more educated cohorts. And it's not a good news. This dichotomy is not good because we need all of our population to be as educated and as well informed as possible. Because as you know, less informed and less cognitively astute people are easier to manipulate, right? Not just by foreign actors, but by what's going on domestically. I mean, half of the country that is looking at the polls is going to scratch at our heads and going, what on earth is happening? How can half the country be supporting someone that is hurting their interests? Someone who looks to the rest of us like a charlatan and a con man is now manipulating these people, taking their money and doing all kinds of things that will hurt them long run, and they don't seem to get it. So we need to figure out what to do about it.
Right. So back in the 1930s, there was a minor moral panic hysteria of people suggesting that radio was going to destroy the ability of people to read, because there were all these, you know, radio dramas were a big thing in the 1930s, and people were listening to the radio instead of reading novels. That didn't materialize. In fact, people continued to get smarter decade after decade. Television became ubiquitous in the late 50s, and by 1965, I think it was the year, more than 95% of American households had a television in them. And again, it was predicted that that was going to destroy our intellect, but it didn't. But Facebook hit the scene in a big way in the last was it the last years of the 1990s or the early years of the 2000s?
And right. Well, what I read was in 2007 is when the majority of people started having access to broadband internet and using more social media.
But, right. So but it seems like social media might be the singular culprit here.
But you also have to look at the content. You're not what you're talking about with the radio is true, but look at the content of that programming. If you go and listen to a radio station, any program that's been recorded from the 40s and the 50s and I'd say into the 60s, the content is much more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the television. Go back and watch some movies that were made in the 40s and the 50s. The dialogue is a lot more complex. The plots are more complex. Now it's loud. It's big, bright colors. It's highly manipulative. It's in your face. And because we're feeding our brains so much easy stimulation, we're losing the muscle that processes logic and what enables us to do critical thinking. If you give too much sweet crap to your kid, they're not going to want the nutritious food. It's the same thing with our brain. If we're giving it easy, bright lights, easy stimulation, loud noises, this pablum that you see on TV half the time, we lose the ability to think. So I think that the 40s and the 50s, the radio station, the TV didn't have the effect that it's having now because the programming has changed so much. It's crap for the most part now. And social media is more easy crap. You know, it's all videos, mindless stuff that's addicting and fun to watch, but we're losing the ability to think. And it's correlating directly with our decline in intellect and IQ and reading and math comprehension.
Very mindless stuff.
At least we're talking about reducing the use of cell phones in schools. We're going to, I think it's...
There you go. That's an important one. The article is Our Falling IQ shows in the polls over at sabrinahake.substack.com. Hake's take. Sabrina, thank you for dropping by.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft Cozy Earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, the Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air.